live in the city, you can explore it for years. See all there is to see, hear all there is to hear. A decade may pass by before you'd ever deign, if you're driving down the highway, to take an exit lane that doesn't bring you to the airport or Multnomah Falls, but to the neighborhoods along the way with the rotting walls. Go on, park your car, take a walk when you arrive east of the 205. If you live in the city, you might have sampled all the wine. You've been to Salt and Straw and Pock Pock, waited patiently in line. Gone to every strip club you ever heard about. Tried all of the espresso, all the porter, all the stout, without ever having reason to cross that road beyond which so many are crushed beneath the load, where you can meet a lot of folks just trying to survive east of the 205. You live in the city and you think it's so high tech. You think it's full of hipsters with tattoos on their necks. IT experts and house flippers, cold brew connoisseurs, shopping malls, pokeballs, and Segway tours. Far beyond the bridges, as the tent of villages grow, as the trees decline in number, and as the stats all show, so many die so young as they try to stay alive east of the 205. If you live in the city and you're looking for pickup trucks, American flags and trailers full of folk down on their luck, cheap motels with residents breathing fumes all day from all the cars speeding down the highway, you don't need to go to Texas or the Chesapeake Bay. If before you reach the suburbs, you stop along the way, you'll find a secret city if you go and take a dive east of the 205. East of the 205. East of the 205.